Well, once again, good morning. It wouldn't be a Christian's gathering if we didn't gather around the Bible. So I have my Bible. I hope you maybe you have your electronic version of your Bible. You know you're going to need the bulletin card as well. It's always helpful. And especially we want to welcome you back to our life group. It's going to be important that you get a chance and fill out some notes this morning. It's going to be important and enjoyable. Well, hey, while you get your items together and maybe a writing instrument, just want to just thank once again the joy of just seeing you who are mothers being here at church. What a great example that is. We talked about mothers praying, but here you are caught in a Christian assembly. Good job, everybody. Somebody said motherhood is really like a fairy tale in reverse. You started your journey off with a beautiful gown and then eventually started cleaning everybody's mess up. Heard something else that, hey, nothing is ever lost until mom can't find it. Yeah, that's how I find my stuff, let me tell you. Well, let's take a look here. We're in actually a series. This is an unusual Mother's Day message. It really isn't. It's a part of our series, but it so happens to land in the middle of our series. This is part five of our series, Living Beyond Our Setbacks. That's what we're dealing with, living beyond our setbacks. And thank you. Many of you have already brought in. We dealt with the Living Beyond Pride last week. And thank you for your investment of time and journey with others to talk about that. So today we're taking a look at living beyond emotional triggers. That's what we're dealing with today, living beyond emotional triggers. And we really do need the Lord's help, as always, but let me just lead us once again. Lord, you're already here, and you've already helped us in so many ways. And we love to, especially men, we love to experience emotional highs and emotional tenderness. And Lord, especially when you speak to us, each and every one of us, please do that, Almighty God. Help us in those areas. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, living beyond emotional triggers. Have you ever had something all of a sudden cause you to react that you just didn't anticipate in a way that you weren't expecting and it shocked you? And it literally shocked everyone that was in your presence? Something that somehow causes you to trigger and a reaction comes. And it's not always pretty. It's not always right. It's not always easy. But you're wondering why all of a sudden you feel areas of anger. You feel areas where you're insecure or fearful or anxious or you feel threatened. These areas where we say, what is going on when all of a sudden you're feeling sad or maybe feeling worthless or judged? Or somehow you're in a group, I'm just not accepted here, I'm just not accepted here. And you feel the emotions rise. Well, one of the joys that we like what Jesus does here at Hope Chapel, and we think it's the biggest miracle, and we've seen physical miracles. When we talk miracles, everybody always goes to the physical. But you know, there could be the manifestation of multiplication of food, or somebody lands a good job. But we think the greatest miracle is when relationships are mended. Where a breakdown in the home or in the marriage is healed. So it's a beautiful thing when we see that. And we're trusting God to do that this morning. That he'll start a journey with you and with you at home. That something's going to take place. Because we realize all of a sudden we could find where we are completely withdrawn. Maybe, Lord help us, but maybe that's why you remain there where you're at. Or you're afraid that somehow you'll lash out in anger, or you find people don't cooperate. It's like, what? How come you're not helping or working with us? Or somehow we say or do things that are very unloving or mean, so people become wounded. So you can see we want the Lord to help us to really start living beyond those emotional triggers. So how do we do that? You know everything starts with Jesus. Glory to God. But there are some things, and we're grateful for the way that there are some brilliant people out there that help us with that. So the Lord uses people. But let's take a look here in our journey this morning. And we'll be brief, but let's journey together. Number one, what are emotional triggers? What are they exactly? Letter A on your notes, defining emotional triggers. Peter Skiseros, he has a book out. We want to display that. It's called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. You may want to take a look at that and even possibly order that. But he says about emotional triggers. Triggers are like allergies. They are an instant reaction to something in the present that reminds us, consciously or unconsciously, of an event from our history. So when we look at that, he says allergies. And I kind of like that because we all have maybe different things we're allergic to. And it causes us to react in different ways. And so when we react in a pattern that we wish we would not have. Sometimes those emotional pasts can come up and it affects those things currently that are happening in our lives. So it's going to be important for us. An emotional trigger is basically a very strong, often negative, emotional reaction of a past memory or experience or possibly an event. And something in your present is reminding you of that, and it becomes very, very hard to deal with. And you didn't realize, you thought you were over that. I call those in the past when we were doing premarital counseling hot buttons. You know, when you know each other and you walk with each other enough, you just kind of know what button to push. It's like, don't touch that thing. You're just going to cause that person to react. But I like the term emotional trigger because it does affect us emotionally. And let me just try an example here. Maybe. An emotional trigger could be for so many of us when we were all journeying through the COVID era. That was 2 years ago, but when we talk COVID or the pandemic, you remember the restrictions that were played on us? Many of us felt that our liberties were being threatened. You can bring up the element of a mask, no mask. Oh my goodness. It's like, what was that all about? But instantly things get triggered and people react. And I find today our culture is still not quite settled in a lot of different areas. Certain things get brought up, even politically. It's like, what is going on? And I find that even Christians are very similar to those outside the church. So let's take a look here. Not all triggers are so easy to identify, so we really need the Lord's help on that. We're just going to touch bases, and may the Lord help us and especially you. But let's look at letter B, origins of emotional triggers. These triggers come from basically, if you want to put a bottom line, it's just pain. Pain. Something happened in your life, not only just pain, it was a loss or maybe a real tragedy, and it caused trauma. And now something comes forward and it reminds you of that season. You and I know we live in a broken world. It's going to be quite obvious we're going to have areas where we go through pain, possibly feeling areas of trauma, and people will have that happen. To identify that's very helpful. Oh, we need the Lord. People would say, well, is there any examples in the Bible of somebody going through a form of emotional triggers? Well, yeah, I'm going to cite three. Here we go. One was Moses. Remember when God wanted him to go on assignment? Moses says, no, not me, God. And he's bringing up pains of the past. You can find that. Write that down. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. Not me, God. Pick somebody else. This is who I am. This is what I'm all about. I don't want to go. Another one is Jonah. Jonah, I want you to do this. Not me, God. I don't like those people. And he hops a boat and goes the other way. So we have Jonah had pain from the past. Another one, it's worth noting because he's one of my heroes outside of Jesus, is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul and his buddy in ministry, Barnabas, and his name means really son of encouragement, they had such a contentious conversation over taking John Mark with them on a missionary area, they split up. It's listed there in Acts 15, verse 39. Write that down. Take it into your life group. You need to see that. Pain from the past saying, hey, I'm right. No, I'm right. So you can see those things can happen and really cause some problem. So what causes us, letter C, to become triggered? Well, I just know myself, but most of it, especially as guys, we internalize the pain and wait till something discovers, it bubbles to the surface, that identifies we've been here before. and then we perceive or anticipate something's about to erupt, how to hold it. What causes those triggers? Well, here it is. A couple of them. We feel that we have somehow been rejected. Emotionally, we go back to a painful situation. You were the last one picked on the softball team. Who knows? Another one could be where you feel a sense of betrayal or unjustly treated. There could be another area where you were just wanting to share your beliefs and that was rejected, so now all of a sudden you feel stupid. It's amazing how these triggers can come up. Also, feeling of helplessness because you're losing an element, feeling loss of control. That's a terrible feeling. And then there's areas where you are not being included. You're excluded, so now you are being ignored. People can have triggers over that. Others would be where you experience disapproval. I don't like what you said. And it could be we've been around great table discussions and all of a sudden said, well, no, let's do it this way. And people feel like that's criticism. And in a few seconds, something erupts. So when we take a look, there could be feelings of not being wanted or unneeded growing up. Those are terrible reminders, very painful. Feeling of insecure, or even experience a loss of independence, where you feel like somebody's trying to push me into corners here. So that's why when we see wonderful adults here, like we have, and they could be 50 years of age, you hit that point, and that 50-year-old starts to act like a 12-year-old again, because they're going back to the pain of that experience. Letter D on your notes. Destructive coping mechanisms for triggers. And there are many ways to cope with pain, really. And here are some of the avoiding techniques. Just see, maybe there's somebody in this little list that you might know and say, wow, that's how they're dealing with those emotional triggers. They get angry. Well, everybody gets angry. But we're talking from 0 to 60 in like 15 seconds. That's one way. Another is get emotionally needy, so much so that people, you're just destroying relationships. They're just constantly calling, constantly checking, constantly affirming. Another way they deal with it is that they comply and become a people pleaser. Now, I know that's, I like those people, by the way. I just want to, please me is a good thing. But that's how some people deal with that. Also, we shut down and withdraw from other people or groups or even responsibilities. That's why I don't sign up. I just can't deal with it. People. Another area people cope with, they blame someone else for their pain. It's a reason why our emotions are not us. It's their fault. When we take a look at someone, we turn to addictions. And oftentimes, people medicate their emotional triggers. And here's some fun. By food. By drugs, alcohol, sex, porn, shopping, work. They just are workaholics or gambling. So they never really come to the surface. They want to avoid those areas. And sometimes we just continue to ignore it or deny the seriousness of our overreactions on certain things because we'll say, hey, that's just me. I'm Irish. Or this is the way we were brought up. Everybody speaks loud in my family. And so we just talk about it that way. Or I've just got a temper. Hey, try to learn with me. It's my personality. I could go on the list. I was raised this way. So we have to be very careful about that. But those are destructive coping mechanisms. Now that we understand some of the triggers a bit, let's just move on and just see what God's going to do. Let's just lay it on out there on this wonderful Sunday. Number two. How can we move beyond emotional triggers? Let's take a look at that. Now, none of what I'm going to say is a substitute for really possibly going after some professional therapy. Just want to say that. Because sometimes it just helps that anybody would want to start that journey to say, I don't like the way I overreact. I'm ruining all of my family and friends. Letter A, acknowledge and be honest. Isn't that nice? That really is it's a big step. It really is. I mean, nothing improves until we are honest. Nothing improves. Everybody else knows dear auntie's that way, but dear auntie doesn't know that. So we take a look at Psalm 51, verse 6. It says, behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, which means honesty of our emotions, our innermost being. Lord, what is it? Something's not quite right with me. I'm happy all day long until something comes to my attention. And man, I just become quite disruptive. So it's important. And you and I have talked about this. Who's the person we lie to the most? Ourselves. It really is true. It's like, come on. Who are you kidding? Have you ever used that term? Not on me, but on, yeah. But it's important we get a chance. Letter B, seek outside perspective. You acknowledge, okay, I've got this activity, I overreact. So I need God's help, or I need others' help. Lord, you know me. What is that? Boy, I sure like Proverbs chapter 24. Look at verse 6. It says this, so don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors. Now, that's pretty important, isn't it? It's like you don't go into it guessing. And I'm telling you, we really are an emotional battle sometimes. And so you'd want to start, Lord, you know me. Please help me. What is going on and where do these things originate? And he'll let you know. It's pretty exciting. God, help me to understand my emotions. Sometimes it just could be something simple like a chemical imbalance, but it sure is nice to kind of know if there's something of the past and we're just dealing with those emotional triggers that crop up. Secondly, ask a trusted friend or a therapist if you don't have a trusted friend. We all do, though. What would you ask them? Well, have you ever noticed me where I just pop and look angry? From happy to angry? Just ask a person that. And just see if you can find somebody to be honest with you, processing your thoughts. Do you see anything? It's just a great thing. So that would be a good step. I would just say learn to read. Maybe be a studier. Educate yourself. Start with the emotional healthy spirituality book. Just start there and just kind of read. Just say, hey, man, it's kind of like the Bible. I'm reading about myself here. Letter C, identify the source. That is helpful when you identify the source because it's important for us. I like Psalm 139. I really think that it really is of the Lord. When the word says, and see if there be any grievous way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Is there anything that's just grieving me? And I think sometimes I grieve the Holy Spirit, but what is it? Lord, see if there's anything in me from the past. Is this person or situation, Lord, that triggers these things? It's important because you can have things that are emotionally internalized. And we do find you can have a family of three siblings and they go through the same trauma. But it is amazing they each individually react differently to that same trauma. So it's like kind of like, well, what is that? So that's where you really want to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that I'm dealing with? Other painful events I find I have to be careful of, deaths or suicides. There's just certain times in my life. I remember one thing, I think the Lord's really helped me, but I remember my dad taking me to look through retirement homes for my grandmother, Grandmother Harmon. Some of those places were gross. They were just terrible. It was like, why did my dad take me here? It was really quite shocking to see the display of people not kept in clothing or feces. It's like, what is this place? And I remember how difficult that was for me to go make hospital visits. You would think, where did that come from? But that was one of those journeys that as a young boy, my dad's taken me at 9 years of age. I don't know why he did, but he did. And so that played out for some time in my life. So I have to be careful about those things. It's like, oh, that's why I really don't want to go in there, or certain smells in there. That was from those eras and time frames. So, and I find, too, you do want to be careful that those same emotional triggers that kick in will also bring a lie. That lie is one of those ways that you do find out. The lie basically can come in areas where it's associated, oh, I'm going to be betrayed right about now. I'm going to be betrayed. Oh, I'm going to also possibly going to lose control here. I want to be in control. They're taking away my control, or be rejected, or the feeling of being abused or possibly abandoned. Those things come up. Those lies will come. And boy, isn't it nice when the Lord starts to eliminate those memories? Very important, very wonderful. Letter D, take practical steps. You know, I like the fact in Psalm 139, verse 24, see, Lord, if there's any grievous way within me, and lead me in the path of everlasting. We see that in ourselves, do we not? Isn't the Lord good? It's like, wow, what a walking miracle you are. And how perfect is that? Letter E, utilize God's word. And that's really important. Where would we be without the word of God? So vital. Our opinions are out there. You can ask somebody their thoughts. Everybody's got an opinion. But what does the Lord say? And get into the word. I like here 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And thank you. We have so many going through square two of our discipleship program Wednesday night. Just come out, check it out. You'll love it. It's really, really good. But one of our key ingredients is the Word of God right now, allowing the Lord speaking to us and receiving some fresh bread. But here, we see here in verse 16, all Scripture, it says, is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. Now, all Scripture is inspired by God. It means God wrote this book. It may have used 40 different individuals to write it, but God inspired them to write what they saw, what they heard, what they experienced, write it, put it down. And what an amazing book. Amazing book. Brilliant minds, much more brilliant than most people I know, have attacked this book, and it still has come up. Standing tall. Amazing. Plus, the prophecy in here is pretty outstanding. But all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Man, it's true. He uses His book. Download it in your app section. May it be right there. Or get one of a printed form. I like that. Please remember from the Word, we often just remind ourselves those ingredients that are so important. Foundational freedom truths. Here, basically, form. Let me just say them. And may you be reminded. God's really, His total unfailing love for you. Total unfailing. There is nothing you can do to make God love you any more. There's nothing you can do to make God love you any less, because God is holy, means His moral perfection. He's going to love you perfectly. Man, that's important to be reminded of that. Also, God's unconditional acceptance of you. Even in our wounds, even in our setbacks, God accepts us just the way we are. I love that about Jesus. I want to turn everybody on to Jesus, but He loves us also enough to not keep us where we're at. Isn't that nice? Let's journey together. And the third thing is that we want to remember God completely forgives you. Completely. And you be generous to others too in your forgiveness. And then the fourth, God's eternal future for you. Friends, I'm telling you, we must we must have more than this world. We must have more than this world. Everybody has to have hope in a future of heaven. People that don't have that kind of hope are miserable people. Everybody needs hope. And everybody needs to know that there is another place and another destination. Amen? Yeah, let's say amen again.
Amen.
A little bit more.
Amen.
Yeah. And then finally, letter F, pursue community. Pursue community. The description of a healing community, guess what? Guess what? Here it is. Here it is. Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. Ha, 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 ha. There you go. That'll serve you right. It's true. Jesus is the one that put up the church. I'm telling you, people will hurt your feelings. But rats, God uses people to heal you too, isn't it? It's like, what a dynamic. So get into church. Look what Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tender mercies, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive one another or anyone, excuse me, who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Man. We need that. We need that community. It's so important. We grow beyond our triggers in community. Please hear that. We grow beyond and live beyond our triggers in community. To isolate yourself only heightens those triggers, grows those triggers. Don't stay in isolation too long. Please come and join us, please. Just like these lovely people, they're waiting for you. Are you not? Can we applaud our online audience and say, come join us. We'll accept you. You can vomit all over us. We get it. We know, huh? But God's going to do a great deal of work on you. Let's allow the Lord to do a work in such a way. So if you find that you're having some difficulty, that all of a sudden something triggers and people get wounded all around you and nothing ever gets settled, we really need the Lord. Let me pray for you right now. God's going to do a work. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for your goodness. What a great life all of us have enjoyed until we hit that one spot that people don't even want to acknowledge because they all love us so much. They know that that's an irritation. And we flare up and we become something that we even don't like of ourselves. Oh, Lord, would you help us? May this week be a real wonderful week. This month of May, this beautiful setting of spring. Let life start to flow by the power of the Holy Spirit in such a way that you would now allow us to be liberated from our hurts and pain of the past. Holy Spirit, go right now and allow us to hear something of your voice that's going to walk us out of these dark, gray areas of our life. So, Lord, we sure love you. Oh, Lord, thank you. We take hold of your word, Philippians 1, verse 7, that he who has begun a good work in us, you're going to see to it till the day of Jesus Christ. Lord, do that good work. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.